The battle over contraception has moved into the trenches, with priests urging their congregations to sign petitions from the pulpit on Sundays. A fight dividing bishops against nuns, Catholics against other Catholics, and, oh, by the way, Democrats from Republicans. It's Thursday, February 16th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
Good morning from up here at partner station WGBH in Boston. Hi, Celeste.
Good morning from down here in New York City. We're going to talk to two Catholics on opposite sides of the contraception debate in just a few minutes. And we're also going to explain why the transportation secretary says America is one big pothole. But many of you are still calling in with your thoughts on yesterday's story about the growing numbers of children who are living in extreme poverty. Mike in Oklahoma writes this: Romney said, "I'm not concerned about the very poor. We have a safety net there. If it needs repair, I'll fix it. But the point is that the very poor just do not have a safety net." Tell us what you think. 8778, my take. And now let's get to our headlines.
The House and Senate could vote tomorrow on the $150 billion payroll tax cut extension after congressional negotiators put the final touches on a deal early this morning. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, is on the line. Todd, if it was a deal and there were negotiations, did the Democrats concede something in this Republican-seeming turnaround?
Democrats are the ones who held this up late into the night. Local Democrats who represent federal workers here in the Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia area were upset over some of the way this was paid for because, John, it affected the pensions of federal workers. Those are the people who commute in from Maryland, who they represent. That held up this deal late into the night. But really, this was details. The large part of this deal that we've discussed yesterday still hold. 2 percentage point cut in the payroll tax extended to the end of the year. Unemployment benefits extended between 65 and 79 weeks, depending on which state you live in, and doctors who see patients under Medicare get paid. It is unclear if they can vote tomorrow in the House. This may have to go to Saturday because of House rules, John, that bills have to be posted for 3 days before they can be voted on. That'll be decided today.
So, 3-point takeaway, $150 billion payroll tax extension, unemployment benefits, and they did the doc fix. We'll see if they vote today. Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Foreclosures are accelerating again after slowing last year during the robo-signing abuse scandal. Realty Track reports banks took back 8% more homes last month than in December. That's still down 15% from a year ago, but not everywhere. Some states are seeing sharply higher levels. Massachusetts foreclosures jumped 75% from January 2011. Iran is coupling demonstrations of its advances in nuclear fuel production with new moves toward an international dialogue over its disputed nuclear program. Israeli fears are growing over the threat of a nuclear Iran. The police chief in Bangkok confirms Iranians arrested after accidentally setting off an explosives cache were planning to attack Israeli diplomats there. Israel accuses Iran of waging a campaign of state terror against Israeli targets, including two other incidents this week, one in New Delhi and another in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia.
Rick Santorum just released 4 years of tax returns. They might help him on the campaign trail. They show the former Pennsylvania senator and his wife's income was more than $930,000 in 2010, their tax rate about 28%, contrasting with the 14% rate that Mitt Romney reported for the same year. The former Massachusetts governor benefited from the 15% top rate charged for investment income and capital gains. A record 1 in 12 marriages in the U.S. is now interracial, according to a Pew Research Center study.
We're at an all-time high. 8.4% of all marriages are interethnic or interracial now, and that's up from only 3.2% in 1980.
Pew senior researcher Kim Parker says more Asian and Hispanic immigrants are part of the reason for the increase. The study also finds that blacks are substantially more likely to marry whites now.
Oklahoma's Senate has overwhelmingly approved a measure that provides embryos and fetuses with all the rights, privileges, and immunities. It's opposed by the state's medical association. Asian markets are down, European indices are down, and futures are down. The Dow will start at 12,781, the S&P at 1,343, and the NASDAQ will open at 2916. We're going to continue talking, and you can call in with your responses to the story yesterday about extreme poverty in America and the children that are affected by it. In a moment, though, we go to Ohio to weigh in on the debate over contraception.
Thank you. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.